Right, this sugya, I was planning on spending one day on it, but then I was just collecting all the different tshuvas that I found in Achronim on it, so maybe we'll spend more than a day on it. But it's a very good, the sugya of making Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, it's just a couple of lines in the Gemara, but it's a very good sugya to follow through la halacha, because you see how the comments of the Rishonim and the Gaonim really carry over onto the page of Shulchan Aruch, and you also see the interplay between halacha and minhag over here. So again, just to remind ourselves, the Gemara had said that those people, Osam ben Adam, that say Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, so Rav holds they are Yotzei Kiddush because you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. Shmuel says they are not Yotzei Kiddush because you need Kiddush Makom Suda. I, according to Rav, that they're Yotzei Kiddush, why say Kiddush again at home? To be Motzi Banu B'nei Beis. So according to Shmuel, that they're not Yotzei Kiddush, why bother doing it? Why would we say Kiddush in Shul? So that's what we say, yes, La'afukei Orchem Yidei Chavas and Dach L'Vishasu V'Ganu B'Knishta. It's all for the guests. It's all for the guests to make sure that they're able to be Yotzei their mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Suda because the guests are all eating in shul. So now, do we paskin that you need Kiddush Makom Suda like Shmuel? Do we paskin that you do not need Kiddush Makom Suda like Rav? How do we paskin? What do we do? This is a pretty, right? We paskin like Shmuel over here, that you do need Kiddush Makom Suda. If that's the case, and Shmuel says that the only reason, if you need Kiddush Makom Suda, the only reason you would ever say Kiddush in Shul is to be motzi the guests who are eating and sleeping and drinking in the Shul, it would make sense that nowadays, when there are no guests who are eating and drinking and sleeping in the Shul, there would be no need whatsoever to say Kiddush in Shul. And not only would there be no need, if there's no need for Kiddush, you then run into a whole series of problems with saying Kiddush in Shul. What series of problems do you run into? You run into a problem of bracha levatala. You run into a problem of, what? Baltosiv, maybe, interesting. You also run into a problem of saying, of drinking before Kiddush, because someone, if they're saying Kiddush alakos, someone's drinking from it. So you run into a problem of drinking before Kiddush. So you run into this whole host of problems if you say Kiddush in Shul and there's no one that you're being motzi in Shul. So the Rishonim already noticed this problem and already deal with this problem. If you look in the tour, in Siman Reish Samach Tes, in source number one, V'noagin b'kolam akomos, sheshatz mekadish beis haknesses. The minig is, in all different places, that a shliach tzibur says Kiddush in Shul. Vani tama. He says, I have no idea how this minhag took off. How did people allow this minhag to happen? We pass on like Shmuel that you need Kiddush Makom Suda. And according to Shmuel, why do we say Kiddush and Shul? Just to be motzi the Orchim, just to be motzi the guests. For the guests, it's the Makom Suda. And since nowadays there are no guests that eat there, it's a bracha levatala. So the first issue the Torah deals with is bracha levatala. And he says, yeah, taka it is. It's a real problem. Why are we saying Kiddush and Shul? It's mamish a bracha levatala. There's no justification for this minhag. The Torah's next issue that he's going to deal with is going to be about drinking the wine. And then he's going to raise the issue of the Rav Natrunai Gon. Did you get a chance to see what Rav Natrunai Gon's phenomenal chiddush or unusual idea? That the wine, it's not for the mitzvah of kiddush that we're doing it. It's for some sort of refuah for the einayim. So we're going to have to discuss that also. That's a third topic that the Torah deals with. But at the end he says, Rav Natrunai Gon is very strange, and the whole thing, drinking the wine shouldn't really be allowed. And he writes, at the very end, if I was powerful enough to be able to be mevatel min hage Yisrael, this is a minhag that I would be mevatel. There should be no reason why we say Kiddush and Shul. It's a brach levatala. You're not allowed to drink the wine. This refuah business, I have no idea what it's talking about, you know, that there's some sort of refuah over here and why that should help at all in the first place. In fact, Rav Haigon agrees with me, says the Torah, that if there are no guests, there's no Kiddush and Shul. There's no reason that we should say Kiddush and Shul. So that's how the Torah writes. So let's take issue by issue. So the first issue again is simply that if there are no guests, there's no reason why you would ever want to say Kiddush and Shul. So on that, says the Beis Yosef, V'nogin b'kol makom shliyot tzibur mekadish. V'ani etimia, eich nespashit zeh minug. Right? The Torah said he doesn't know how did this minug get so popular that people say kiddush and shul even nowadays when there are no guests eating and sleeping and drinking the shul. Gam Rabbeinu Yeruchim kasav b'chelek aleph shetzarach yin al minug. First, says the Beis Yosef, the Torah is not the only one who has problems with this minug. Rabbeinu Yeruchim also has problems with this minug. And if there's one Rishon that's kedai to see before looking at the Torah, Beis Yosef over here, it's the Rush in Simen Hay, which we took a look at yesterday, I think. V'arush perik arvi psachim, the Rush in Simen Hay and arvi psachim, kasav, ahad de parach l'shmuel, damarein kiddush al makam suda, lamad de kiddush b'knishta, when the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, that ain't kiddush al makam suda, why do we even bother with kiddush and shul? Ki ein tenai moil latzeis bebeso umehash tavi brach levatala im ein sham orchim. That it's a brach levatala if there are no guests, says the Rush, exactly like the Torah said. Va'rav Rabbeinu Yonah Piresh de'ena brach levatala. Here's the first chiddush that the Beis Yosef is adding. He quotes from the Rush in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that it's not a brach levatala. Why not? Because the whole idea of requiring kiddush makom suda is it didn't meet rabbanon. It's just that we have an asmachta to the pasuk. That in the place where you have oneg, that's where you should have kiddush. But that's a din to rabbanon. The ikra kiddush minatorahu. But actually saying a bracha of kiddush is a din to oraisa. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, since there are some people that don't know how to say Kiddush, the minhag to say Kiddush in Shul is so that those people who don't know how to say Kiddush could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah. So how's he justifying? Again, the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, that ain't Kiddush al Makom Suda, the only reason to say Kiddush in Shul is to be Motzi the guest. If that's the case, you don't have guests, it should be a brach levatala. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, not a brach levatala. Because there's a second reason why you would make kiddush in shul that oddly the Gemara doesn't mention. Gemara doesn't talk about it, but there's another reason to say kiddush in shul. What's the other reason to say kiddush in shul? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say this bracha of kiddush, and that mitzvah d'oraisa is not something everybody knows how to do. So even though these people that are listening to Kiddush and Shul are not going to be Mekayim Kiddush Makom Suda, but at least let them be Mekayim, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. So the only way to do it is by having an educated person, the Shliach Tzibur, say the Kiddush for them in Shul. So the problem, of course, with this is when the Gemara asked the Kashan Shmuel, why do we say Kiddush and Shul? The Gemara said, it's for the guests. The Gemara never said it's for the ignorant people. It said it's for the guests. Sounds like there is no such idea that it's for the ignorant people. Yeah. Maybe the guests are dafka non talmidei chachamim, right? Like the opposite of what we said yesterday, right? What?
Not very nice.
Okay, I don't know. The another issue is once the rabbanon were misakein kiddush makom suda, is one even yotze kiddush d'oraisa when he does not do Kiddush Makom Suda? Remember we had a long discussion, Machlokas Ran and Tosfos, if a person does a Din D'oraisa in a way that is not approved by the Rabbanan, maybe you're not even Mekayim the Mitzvah D'oraisa. So once the Rabbanan are Mesakin Kiddush Makom Suda, maybe saying Kiddush and Shul without a Suda, they're not even going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'oraisa. What? Okay, right. Pashto says we hold you are Yotzei Kiddush Midaraisa. Right. But furthermore, he says the Beis Yosef, V'adukam Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda Lo Mashma Keperusha. The very phrase, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, sounds against Rabbeinu Yonah. Because what's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? That in Shul, everybody who doesn't know how to read Kiddush is being Yotzei the Kiddush Daraisa. And Kiddush Makom Suda is just a Chumra Midrabanan. But Midaraisa, you're perfectly good. He says, I don't know, the phrase Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. What does that phrase tell you? That it's only the Mashma Sheinu Kiddush Klal. It sounds like without Suda, it isn't Kiddush, it's an absolute zero. Not that it's still a Kiddush D'oraisa. And certainly that it sounds that way from the Hemshech of the Gemara, where the Gemara is going to say that if you have Kiddush without a Suda, you're not Yotze Kiddush. Rabbah should not have said you're not Yotze Kiddush. He should have said you're not Yotze Kiddush midrabbanan, but midaraisa Yotze, if Rabbeinu Yonah is correct. Vod kashan, furthermore, another kashan Rabbeinu Yonah. Why doesn't the Gemara think of the Rabbeinu Yonah's idea that that's why you have to say Kiddush and Shul? The Gemara only says, no, you say Kiddush and Shul for the guests. What about the ignorant people? So that's the Rush. The Rush challenges, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah to perhaps justify the minhag of saying Kiddush and Shul, but has two major kashas in Rabbeinu Yonah. One kasha is that the Gemara didn't say this idea that we say Kiddush and Shul for ignorant people. And the other kasha is that it doesn't sound like you can be Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa by saying Kiddush outside of the context of Suda. Ein Kiddush Ella B'makom Suda, yeah?
Can you also the question of the switch of answers of why we do it? Can you just say that?
Good. You could very well answer that, right? Meaning to defend Rabbeinu Yonah from the question of let's defend him from both questions, right? To defend Rabbeinu Yonah from the question of why didn't the Gemara say that the reason we say Kiddush and Shul for the ignorant people, maybe it wasn't that common in the times of the Gemara to have people who were so ignorant that they didn't even have any educated friends who they could eat at on Shabbos who could make Kiddush for them. But you know, it was common to have guests. That was common. So the Gemara gave the answer that was more common, the guests. Nowadays, we don't have guests staying in shul anymore, but you know what we do have? Lots of ignorant people. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah was saying what was most common in his day, why you would have to say Kiddush in shul. But it's still the same, right? It's not a kasha, why didn't the Gemara mention it? They're each dealing with what was most common in their days. What about Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda? So it's quite a Kiddush what the Rosh is suggesting. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda means you're not even Yotze Kiddush D'Oraisa. Pashas Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda means it's not Kiddush Midrabanan. But it's still Kiddush Midaraisa, so it's still worth something. But anyway, the Rush doesn't like this Rabbeinu Yonah. V'chein kasu sham atos, avala ran sham kiyei ma'minag. But the ran is the second attempt at defending this minag. Why? Mishum dekivan demei kare iskin mishum orchim. Amrin le shatakonos chacham kavuos hein keda ashchan b'mein sheva. De iskin mishum am shabesodos habon b'achrono v'afilu eichad aleise le'utayma. Gondis nukul v'beknishta. Amrin le dekivan de iskin iskin. You hear what he's saying? The Ran holds. You know why we say Kiddush and Shul? Because we used to say Kiddush and Shul. And things that we used to do, we still do. Once they made a takana, this is what we do. Why do we say Chazaras Hashatz? Originally, because no one knew how to say Shema Nesrei, and they had to listen to the Shliach Tzibur to be Yotze. Nowadays, everyone has a Siddur, and people in Shul are educated enough to be able to read from the Siddur. Why do we say Chazaras Hashatz? Because we used to say Chazaras Hashatz. Bracha Mein Sheva, after Shema Nesrei on Friday night, why do we say it? For the Am Shabbosados, the people who are arriving late, we want them to be able to catch some part of davening, right? For the Am Shabbosados. Nowadays, everyone's there already in shul, and the Beis HaKnesses is not outside of the town, so it's not dangerous to walk back from shul. So why do we still say it? Because we used to say it. Once you have a takana, it remains a takana kavua. Aye, Bracha Levatala. Isn't there Bracha Levatala? So there is a concept that we are Mevarech Al HaMinag. We even say brachos on the minhag. We say brach on Kriyas Halal and Rosh Chodesh. So apparently, once something becomes takana kavua, so it's like Yom Tov Sheni. How can we say brach alachilas matzah on Yom Tov Sheni? How can we say brach alachilas maror? It's only a minhag of aseinu biyodeinu that we're keeping it. But yeah, we're allowed to say brachos on things like that. You're allowed to even say a brach. It's not going to be a brach levatala. V'chein kosav harava magid perich haftes, v'chein kosav harava mitshuva gabi shliach zibur shesor klachzor tefilu. The Rambam says it's about chazor sashatz, afilu ein sham mishen obakim, neshekvar skinu lachzor tefila. V'kosav harava rabbeinu dover abudram b'seder tefilas hachol, uv'kasavte b'sim kuf chavdal, v'chein kosav harava mitshuva, v'kosav olbos tshuva shenir lo shemachzirin aliyayin l'kadish l'beis ha-knesses, shetakono kevu yivetzor klachzor achareha. The Rashi even goes so far in the tshuva saying, find wine. If you don't have wine, find it. For Kiddush and Shul, you should look for wine. Then he adds one more line. Uberetz Yisrael nagu shalol l'kaddish beis ha-knesses v'ua nachon. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is no Kiddush and Shul. And by the way, that's the right thing to do. So the whole paragraph is dedicated to justifying the minhag. Why is it that we say Kiddush and Shul? You have Rabbeinu Yonah's approach, and you have the Ran's approach. Yeah, but by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, we got it right. We don't actually say Kiddush and Shul. Yeah.
Does he also hold that the same idea for Chazar Hashatz?
That
the same thing, you know,
that we should still say it.
That we shouldn't say it. Meaning that ideally we shouldn't be saying
it. Oh, but that Hanachon should be to skip Chazar Hashatz.
Yeah, is that what it
was also? Unless he thinks that the Ran Sushtel is not a good meaning. Maybe the Ran's comparison is faulty. Maybe this isn't just like Chazar Hashatz. Who's to say it's not just like Chazar Hashatz? So take a look at the Bach. Take a look at the Bach. So again, let's just summarize what we have over here. Huh? Yeah. So let's summarize what we have over here. The Torah said there's a minhag to say Kiddush and Shul, and I don't get it at all, says the Torah. It made sense in the times of the Gemara when you needed when you had Orchim. Nowadays, we pass in Kiddush al Makom Suda, saying Kiddush and Shul, there's no Orchim. There's no one being Yotzi Suda. It makes no sense to say Kiddush and Shul. And Iyayashu Cheli Avatle, I would get rid of this minhag if I could, says the Torah. Says the Beis Yosef, two potential justifications for the minhag. The justification of Rabbeinu Yonah, that we keep this minhag of saying Kiddush and Shul, not for guests, but for ignorant people. The Rush has two kashas on Rabbeinu Yonah, that why didn't the Gemara think of the idea of ignorant people? And Ein Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda means that you're not even accomplishing anything for the ignorant people because they're not having Suda, so it's a zero for them. The second justification for the minhag is the Ran's, that it's just like Chazar Hashatz, it's just like Bracha Mein Sheva, it's a Takana Kavua. Once you have a Takana Kavua, you keep the Takana Kavua, period. That is the Beis Yosef. Says the Bach, first he quotes the Rush B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush is Kashas on Rabbeinu Yonah. Then he quotes the Ran, just like the Beis Yosef did. And then he says as follows. After quoting the Ran, this is on page 3, on the top of page 3 in the packets. I know you could have just used an actual Torah Beis Yosef, but I figured we'll put everything in one place. It might be easier. Page 3. I put the entire Torah Beis Yosef, the entire Siman is in this packet. I mean, there's nothing, it's not like I picked anything. This is the entire Siman. So says the Bach. The Kashali. De'ena nidon dam l'riya. The b'mein sheva v'shlich sibur shechazer atfila ashkechon b'talmuda she'takonis chachamim hi. He says, wait a second, you can't compare this to Chazar Hashatz. Chazar Hashatz was a takana that we have to say Chazar Hashatz. Bracha Mein Sheva was a takana for the Am Shebesados. Kiddush and Shul? Do we ever find the Chazal got up and were misaking to say Kiddush and Shul? How does the Gemara introduce Osam B'nei Adam? There were guys that used to do this. Not that there was a takana. Tachi Yisasam. Osam b'nei Adam shekitchu beis haknesses. Am Rav Yidei Yayin lo yatsu yidei kiddush yatsu. Shmuel Rav Yidei kiddush lo yatsu. El Rav lo mekiddush beis haknesses. Lo yatsu b'nei 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 to be mostly the people who are not going to say Kiddush at home. V'kamer su Talmud, and the Gemara goes on to say, and Shmuel says that we have to say Kiddush in Shul for the guests. V'az l'shmuel temeid, amr shmuel in Kiddush al makam sudo. Pirush Rashi, v'im kiddush v'lo sa'ad lo yatsi yidei kiddush. So Shamin al-Hedya says the Bach, he sees explicitly from this Gemara, de'bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, lo is t'akarnas cham l'kiddush yidei kiddushta. This wasn't a takana that you have to say Kiddush and Shul. If it was a takana that you have to say Kiddush and Shul, the Gemara wouldn't be asking, well, why do I do it? Oh, for the guests I do it. What do you mean, I do it for the guests? I do it because it's a takana kavua. Elamai, it's not a takana kavua. El del Rav, nagu kach mnei osam shen lebnei bayish, lo yitzach lekadosh beisam. According to Rav, it's for people who don't have families, so they're not going to say Kiddush later at home. Let them at least be yotzei in Shul. Del Rav, vada yev shalom adacham tiknu b'shvil kach lekadosh beiknishta. You're not going to say that. According to Rav, the Chum went out of the way to make a takana to say Kiddush and Shul so that people won't have to say Kiddush at home. It's just the people who had no reason to say Kiddush again later at home took on this minhag. And Shmuel also, there was a practical need for it. There were people who were eating and sleeping in Shul. Good, so let them say Kiddush. That's all it was. Vimkein hadru kushi l'duchta. Kibin d'kaim l'nein kiddush al makam suda v'achshav ein l'nu orcham d'achli v'shasubay k'nishta. have your bracha levatalva. So says the Bach, so where do we stand now? The Rosh had quoted Rabbeinu Yonah to justify the Minna, but the Rosh had rejected Rabbeinu Yonah. The Beis Yosef had quoted the Ran to justify the Minag, says the Bach, but I reject the Ran. I don't like it at all. I think the comparison is totally off. So now we're back to square one. We're back to the Torah. I would get rid of this Minag, terrible Minag. You can't say Kiva de Iskin Iskin, de lo haisa shum takana. There is no takana. So says the Bach, I'll give try number three.
Yeah? That's the reason why we in Eretz Yisrael don't do it. I'm saying not because obviously that's the reason why they don't do it, I'm saying. But it was that maybe it wasn't the kind of for Klai Yisrael, it was the kind of for that one Makum, which was outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's how the Minhag developed. There were takanas in certain locations. Yeah, but still, we don't find that there was a takana. We don't find that even where it was done, even though somebody else found that it was a takana. We just find that it was something that people did.
When they were Masakin Kazar Shat, it was.
It was for everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah, so you see there's a difference, right? The Tzushtel is strange. It's a strange comparison. Because Chazar Shat's for everybody, and Baruch Mein Shavu's for everybody, and this isn't for everybody. So says the Bach, here's my shot. Here's my 2 cents in terms of why we do this. Says the Bach, Aval Nir Lefiyani Yastaiti Ikr Kamosh Kosovo Rabbeinu Yonah. I think Rabbeinu Yonah's right. Avalo Kamoshi Vina Marash. But the Rush misunderstood Rabbeinu Yonah. Whoa. It's quite an accusation. Elagam haRabbeinu Yonah mefarish karash ukukala gedolim. Really, the Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't disagree with the Rosh or any of the other gedolim. Vuhu. What I mean to say is as follows: Dilemai dekaimelim kishmuel lo nagul lekadosh besakness mekara elo hutz yarchem idei chavasim dachli v'shasik. According to Shmuel, that you need kiddush makom suda. Why did they start making kiddush in shul for the guests who are eating and drinking in shul? Aval lo lo hutzim mishen yodeh. It wasn't for people who were ignorant. The people who are ignorant should have family members who aren't ignorant say Kiddush for them at home. We're not going to make a whole thing of having Kiddush and Shul for ignorant people. But once the Minhag developed already, to say Kiddush and Shul. And what was the reason for the Minhag again? Very clear, the Gemara said why. For the guests. But once that Minhag developed, once they were saying Kiddush and Shul anyway for the guests, all the ignorant people would come to Shul. So they wouldn't have to ask their family members to say Kiddush for them or ask other people to say Kiddush for them. They would just come to Shul and hear Kiddush. They wouldn't trouble themselves to find somebody else to say Kiddush for them later. They figured, all right, Kiddush Midrabanan, Kiddush Makom Suda, I'm not so worried about that. I'm so ignorant, I don't even know how to say Kiddush, so I'm not so worried about Kiddush Makom Suda. But at least we'll say Kiddush Arayis, I'll show up to shul for that. Valkei Nimshach, Daf Achshav, Shein Lanu Orchim, Dachli V'shas Be'e Knishta, Lonis Pata L'minag, Kedei She'osin Shein Yodim, Yotzin De'chavas Kiddush Min HaTorah. But nowadays, even when there's no longer guests, but you know who's still there? The ignorant people are still there. Not that the Rabbeinu Yonah was not saying that the ignorant people are the reason for the takana of saying Kiddush and Shul. They're the reason we didn't get rid of the takana. But they weren't the reason for the takana initially. The reason for Kiddush and Shul initially was for the guests. But once the ignorant people started showing up, even when the guests stopped showing up, we kept the takana for the ignorant people. If we don't say Kiddush, these people are going to not have anything. Says, and that might be what the Ran means. That once it's Nahug, it's Nahug. Once we add this Minhag, we keep the Minhag. So that people could be Yotzei. So that people could be Yotzei the Kiddush. Minatorah. One second. Let me just point out one thing before we take questions. To me, this is very shver, the approach of the Bach. Again, what's the Bach's approach? He says, I agree with Rabbeinu Yonah, but the Rush misunderstood Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush thought Rabbeinu Yonah was saying that the reason we say Kiddush and Shul is for the people who don't know how to say Kiddush themselves, that they could be Yotzei. And the Rush had two problems with it. Problem number one is the Gemara doesn't say that's the reason. And problem number two is they're not even being Yotzei Kiddush Midoraisa, because ain't Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda means there's zero if there's not B'Makom Suda. Says the Bach, it's not the reason that they were Masak in the Minak. They were misaking this idea of Kiddush in Shul for the Orchin. But once they did that, people started showing up who didn't know how to say Kiddush. When the Orchin stopped showing up, we still allowed these people who didn't know how to say Kiddush to show up, and we still say Kiddush for them. Now, here's the part that I have trouble with. So the Bach says, and what would happen if we stopped saying Kiddush in Shul? All these people should not really be Yotzei Kiddush in Shul, because it's not Makom Suda for them. They're doing it, at least they'll get the mitzvah d'oraisa. Rather than what? Rather than have somebody at home say Kiddush for them, where they could even be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. And we're going to allow that to go on? If I'm saying Kiddush anyway for the Orchim, and it's Kiddush Makom Suda for the Orchim, I can't tell people don't show up, and you're not allowed to listen. Close your ears. You're not allowed to listen to the Kiddush, because I want you to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. I can't do that. I have to say Kiddush here anyway for Kiddush Makom Suda for the Orchim. But once the Orchim stop coming, so who's this Kiddush for? It's for these people who are ignorant. But not only are they ignorant, they're bad. If they wanted to do the right thing, they'd find someone who would say Kiddush for them, B'Makom Suda. They're settling for Kiddush D'Oraisa, knowing full well that they're not being Yotzei the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan properly of Kiddush Makom Suda. And I'm going to facilitate that? I'm going to say Kiddush for them to allow them to get away with that. Isn't that a bracha levatala? Isn't that the worst kind of bracha levatala? It's mamash lifnei iver. It's an interesting question. Could it be lifnei iver if you're helping someone do a mitzvah in a way that's not the right way to do the mitzvah? Is that called lifnei iver? Is lifnei iver only on an active avera? But that's the Bach's justification, yeah.
Maybe they weren't smart enough to think of that.
But that's not what the Bach sounds like, that what they normally would have done is have someone say Kiddush for them at home. But they're choosing not to because it's just easier to show up to shul. So you're right. Meaning I would have said like that the alternative may have been that they're not going to do Kiddush at all. And then, maybe it's best to say Kiddush for them at shul. The Bach doesn't sound like that, though. He sounds like, no. The alternative would have been that someone would say Kiddush for them. A question?
Yeah,
I'm not sure why he's assuming that. But he does seem to make that assumption.
Are Orchim Aniyim?
Not necessarily.
So what about the Aniyim? Who can't go to someone else's house? They're alone. They're alone. They have nobody else. Meaning like they're poor.
Well, are they... So what are they doing? Are they? They're not going to have any suda whatsoever, you're saying?
I mean, they're going to have something very little, but they don't have enough money to buy wine or anything.
Ah, so maybe we say... But where are they going to eat?
They have a little bit at home. They have some bread. They have some.
But they're not going to have wine. So l'chor they should say Kiddush on Pas when they get home.
We bet.
Yeah. Now that's issue number one. Just do we even say the Kiddush in the first place? Right? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so how would you expect the Shulchan Aruch to Paskin? The Shulchan Aruch was written by Beis Yosef, right? So the Torah says, I would try to get rid of this meaning if I could. I don't know if I can. Beis Yosef tries to show how Rabbeinu Yonah justifies it, how the Ran justifies it, and then says, but in Eretz Yisrael, the meaning is not to do it, and that's the Nachon, that's the correct thing. So you'd expect in Shulchan Aruch, he would say just not to do it, right? Says the Shulchan Aruch, in source number four, again, I'm going to skip to the relevant part, the part that we've discussed so far. So on the third line, on page number five, V'achshav, afal gav delo achli orchim bebe k'nishta, nowadays, even though there are no longer guests, the takana is not batel. Who does that sound like? Who's he quoting? No, he's not quoting Bach. No, Rabbeinu Yonah's svara was for the ignorant people, not for the ignorant people. He's quoting the Ran. It sounds like. Right? No, what did the Ran say? What did the Ran say? The Beis Yosef... The what? Oh, okay. Yeah. But what did the Ron say?
Ron said it was because it was
a takana. Oh, it was a takana, so we keep the takana. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Even though there are no archim, lo batla hatakana. He doesn't just say, we still say Kiddush and Shul. He formulates it, lo batla hatakana. Lo batla hatakana is his way of saying that once it was a takana, we keep it as a takana. So that's the Ron. And that's not so surprising, because after he quoted the Rush from Rabbeinu Yonah and why the Rush rejects Rabbeinu Yonah, he says the real justification is the Ron. Then he adds, Zeu tamam makom shenagel kadosh beis haknesses. That's the reason for those places that have the minhag to still say it. Aval yoser tov lahanig shelo lekadosh beis haknesses. But if you had a choice of how to make the minhag, make a minhag. If you're making your own minhag, make the minhag not to say kadosh shul, which is exactly what we would expect him to suggest. V'chein minhag Eretz Yisrael, and that in fact is the minhag Eretz Yisrael. His whole discussion, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ran, was to justify those places that are still doing it. There's a difference between justifying a practice and suggesting a practice. So he justifies the practice, and he says, and the justification is like the Ran says, that lo batla takana. He apparently does not agree with the Bach's rejection of the Ran's approach. So good. So he justifies the practice, and then he himself ultimately rejects the practice. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nehei, Shalol L'Kadesh, U'bimedina Seinu Nogin L'Kadesh Pesach Knesset, B'Shabbos Yom Tov B'Vad B'Lalal Shal Pesach Ein L'Kadesh Pesach Knesset. He says, and our minhag is that we do say Kiddush and Shul except for the first night of Pesach. And not only that, U'mahadrin Achar Yayin, V'Nogin L'Knos B'Damim HaMitzvah Mishi Yitain Yayin L'Besach Knesset L'Kiddush V'Avdalta V'Ein L'Vatal HaMinhag Ki Harbe Ga'onim Yastuhu K'mosh Kosva Rashba. Says, we look for wine, and it's considered a very great zechus to be the guy who provides the wine for Kiddush and Avdalah in Shul. They sell it in certain shuls. On Simchas Torah, the right to buy the wine for Kiddush and Avdalah. Unbelievable, no? The right to buy the wine. Certain shuls, they sell the right to pay the electric bill for the shul. Ner Lamar, the Yayin L'Kiddush L'Avdalah. You know why they sell the... Why they sell the right to buy? It seems like a strange thing to do. You know, to sell the right to buy something. Adrava, someone wants to buy something good, we should be so happy that he's buying something. Because every single Shabbos, we make a Mishra Berach for the guy who buys it. The guy who gives Ner Lamar of Yayin, the Kiddush of Avdallah, Fast Lorchim, and Stokal Aniyim, Chol Nishok, and Stokal Zimmer, and Mirkosh Baruch. Right? We make that Mishra Berach. Okay. But we single out that person in the Mishra Berach. If you're going to single out that person in the Mishra Berach, that's worth being that guy. That the whole tzibur says a Mishra Berach from every single Shabbos. So we sell the right to buy yayin for Kiddush and Avdallah, says the Mishra Berurah. Where did he come up with that? Right? Seems very strange, because the Beis Yosef says, I don't think we should keep this minhag. Okay. I forgot to put the Aruch HaShulchan on here. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan is worth looking at, because the Aruch HaShulchan is the one that's... Meaning what the Mishra Berurah just did is what you expect the Aruch HaShulchan to do. He says, I know what the halacha is, I know what should be done and what can and cannot be justified based on the Gemara and based on the Rishonim. But that's the minhag. You know, that's what everyone, that's normally the Aruch HaShulchan's territory. Shul Rabbi. The Aruch HaShulchan is a Shul Rabbi.
Shul Rabbi, he knows.
But the Mishra Berurah was not. Right? So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Tamach Tesef Beis. Yeshmer Rav Hussein Shekasu, the Takana Kavuahi. Who's that? Yeshmer Rav Hussein, that it's a Takana Kavua, and that's why we do it the Ran. And therefore we can't be Mevatalit. V'chein Matzanu Laharambam. There's a Chuvas HaRambam. Where someone asked him, if everyone knows how to say Shemon Esrei, do you need Chazar HaShatz still? And the Rambam says, Hol Shetiknu Chazal Lahorid HaShatz, Kamo Shetiknu Kiddush Beis HaKnes, Mishum Orchim, Nishchai V'Kol Bat HaKnesiyos, Af Bishen Shom Orchim. The Rambam says, it's just like Kiddush and Shul. Chazar HaShatz, just like Kiddush and Shul. Just like you still say Kiddush and Shul, you still do Chazar HaShatz. So the Rambam, it's not just the Rambam makes that Sushtal. Ooh, now you understand why the Beis Yosef liked it so much. Right? He always wants to pass on like the Rambam. V'ri'isi misha kasav. He says, however, I've seen someone who wrote. Shemei olam lo ha'isa takana kavua bezeh. There was never any such takana to say kiddush and shul. El shnogin me'atzmam. It was their own minag. Who's he quoting? Who's this Re'isi Misha Kasav, this mysterious Misha Kasav? The Bach. That's why he writes in parentheses afterwards, Bach. L'anias daiti nira lahedya miloshna shas sham. Ushmo lamad l'kedusha bebeknishta. Mashmasha takana kavua ha'isa. He says, with all due respect to the Bach, Rabbi Bach, you're against the Gemara. The Gemara seems explicit that it was a takana kavua. Why? Because what does the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, that ain't Kiddush al Makom Suda, why do we say Kiddush and Shul? What do you mean, why do we say Kiddush and Shul? Who said you say Kiddush and Shul? Don't say Kiddush and Shul. The Gemara is assuming that we have to say Kiddush and Shul. And the Gemara was asking, well, apparently we have to do it. Why do we have to do it? Dimlokein, Havli L'mirfach, he says, I'll tell you how the Gemara should have asked it if it wasn't Takana Tekavua. Lama shavkina luhu l'kedusha b'kenishta. Why do we allow it? The Gemara doesn't ask why do we allow it. The Gemara asks why do we do it. It's working with the assumption that we do it. Why do we allow it? Which would mean we should stop it. So it sounds like it's takana kavua. What's he doing? He's defending the Ran and the Rambam from the Kasha of the Bach. The Bach says, who says takana kavua? Osam b'nei Adam. Yeah, says Aruch HaShulchan. You're looking at one line of the Gemara, the line that says Osam b'nei Adam. What about the rest of the Gemara, where we start asking, why do we do it? Not why do we allow it? And he says that it's Mufurish this way in Shuvas HaRashba. The Rashba writes, V'tikn l'kadesh bein ika orchin bein leka orchin. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva. The takana is whether there are guests or not. One second. And he says, and this is an ancient machlokas amongst the Gaonim. An ancient machlokas amongst the Gaonim. Now, Halach Lamaisa says the Aruch HaShulchan. Beis Yosef says, no, again, the Kaddish Beis HaKnesses. Etc. One second. Oh, then he quotes the Rosh from Rabbeinu Yonah. Here it is. He quotes the Rosh from Rabbeinu Yonah. There's another problem with Rabbeinu Yonah. What was Rabbeinu Yonah's whole idea? Come on, try to remember. Rabbeinu Yonah was the guy who said that what? What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Why do we say? For who? Who are we saying Kiddush and Shul for? For the people who are ignorant, who don't know how to do it. And they're not being Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, but at least they're being Yotzei Kiddush Midar Raisa. There's an obvious kasha. What does it take to be Yotzei Kiddush Midar Raisa? What do you need to do to be Yotzei? Shabbos is awesome. Or Davin Shmona Esrei. These people are all in shul. They're there. Aren't they being Yotzei Kiddush in shul by just being there?
She's too eager to make Kiddush, too eager to say Shmona Esrei.
He says the Aruch HaShulchan.
Too eager to make Kiddush, too eager to make say Shmona Esrei.
Says, what? They don't know how to say Shmona Esrei either. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'zelo nichol l'rof ha'poskim ha'sovim d'kiddush al-yayin einu el midrabanim and ha'tor yotzim b'tfilah. According to Rav Poskim, they're Yotzei in Tefillah anyway. V'im kein gam le'elu ein toelis, t'min ha'tor el yotzim b'tfilah, midrabanim ein toelis, im lo shenomer d'toelis, ilo osim shlos palu gam kein. The only way to justify this is if you're going to say that they also didn't daven. V'achshav ein matzui zeh. He says that doesn't really happen. We don't really, even if we have people who don't know how to say Kiddush, we don't have people who don't know how to daven. I don't know about that. Or it could be, he says, that Rabbeinu Yonah holds Kiddush Alayayin is Midaraisa. Who holds that Kiddush Alayayin is Midaraisa, even if you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda? Tosfos. So maybe Rabbeinu Yonah holds like that Shita in Tosfos.
Question,
Abby. Yeah.
The Aruch HaShulchan says that the question of the Gemara was, why do you do it, right? Well, if I would ask somebody, why do you wear blue shirts, right? You wear blue shirts, but why do you do it? Because I like color blue, right? But then there's another way to ask, why do you wear blue shirts? Meaning I'm saying, blue is a bad color, why do you wear blue shirts? So there are two different ways of looking at it.
Yeah. This reminds me of Aaron Lichtenstein has a beautiful article on why we learn Gemara. I asked him to write an article on why learn Gemara. So he said, the question why, this is classic of Aaron, really means, can mean two things. He's mechalik, like he's always making chilukim on top of chilukim. But that's exactly how he started the article. He said, why can mean two things. You could ask why as an informational question, why do we do it? But I'm not questioning that we do it. Of course we do it. The question is just why. Or you could be asking in like why, as in like a mother asking the child, why didn't you clean your room? As in, get your tuchus up there and clean your room. Meaning, I'm not accepting the idea that your room is not going to be clean and just wondering what the explanation is. I don't really care what the explanation is. I want you to fix it and do differently. So he said, so that's how he starts that article. Why learn Gemara? We have to be clear that the question, why learn Gemara, is not that I'm, and therefore I shouldn't learn Gemara if I don't have a satisfactory answer. No, it's I'm just for my own edification. I want to know why we do it. So you're right. So you could have said, no, when the Gemara is asking, why do we say Kiddush and Shul? The Gemara is taka saying, and therefore don't say Kiddush and Shul. Right? So the Aruch HaShulchan Sa'ara, well taken, that the Aruch HaShulchan Sa'ara is not necessarily the greatest raya against the Bach. It's not so clear that the Bach is incorrect just because of the Aruch HaShulchan's comment. Yeah.
Even if you go the other way, you can also say they're asking informational questions of what they do. I don't understand why they're saying what. They're not assuming that this is the right practice. Right? They're assuming they are doing it. They're going to do it. We're asking you why you do it. So.
Right. Why do you do it? Okay. Meaning, even though it's something that we could be mevatel and it's not really a takana kavua. Right. Okay. Meaning, it's just noting that that's what people are still doing. So yeah, we're just wondering what does if there's a svar for it. Yeah. 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 I hear that. So far we only discussed one issue. Should you say Kiddush and Shul? We still haven't discussed drinking the wine, and we haven't discussed the whole refuah thing. Right. Those are two other tracks we have to take through from the tour to the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch, Shabrua, etc. Maybe just a final word about before we even get into those things, let's just point out what the later Achronim discuss about this issue, about this concept of whether we should say Kiddush in Shul or not. So first off, we know that the Shulchan Aruch says Minigar Yisrael is not to do this. What if you have a community of people that makes Aliyah? Community of Olim, Ramat Beit Shemesh, and they want to keep their old minhag. They want an American style davening in Israel. You probably have like that, I'm sure, right? Where they sing all the American style tunes and they do all the, you know, they have a rabbi's drasha before Musaf, whatever, all the American style things in davening. They start 9 o'clock, whatever, you know. You probably have have that in Israel. So they want an American style davening. Part of American style davening is that someone says Kiddush. In Shul, are you allowed to start that minhag in Eretz Yisrael? So what would you say?
It's totally, I guess, Quran versus, meaning if it's takana,
yeah,
it wasn't accepted in Eretz Yisrael, then you can.
Right.
If it was just a practice that was just said, that was taken upon Aruch or not, then could or could not be, depends on, yourself.
But even that, there's no one there to do it for. So Tzitz Eliezer discusses that. He says, "Lefiyani yasaiti near the ein lahanikim b'shum makom bebeis haknes b'aretz Yisrael." He says Beis Yosef writes two things. First of all, that it's better everywhere not to say Kiddush in Shul, and second of all, he says the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is not to say Kiddush. When the Magen Avraham comments that, Chutz Mirushalayim, you could say Kiddush and Shul, that's only on the first part of that. But the idea that it's best not to say it at all, that applies everywhere. I'm sorry, when the Magen Avraham tries to be Miyashev the Minhag, like we saw from the Beis Yosef, that's only to be Miyashev why we would do it anywhere. But no one ever justifies doing it in Eretz Yisrael. And he says every great minhag sefer that ever existed pretty much says that there is no Kiddush and Shul in Eretz Yisrael. So that's one issue. Another issue the Poskim discussed, and this we're not going to get into right now, just to raise it. If, let's say, a shul had stopped the minhag of saying Kiddush for a reason that was out of their control. It was a time of war and they couldn't have wine, they had no access to wine, so they didn't say Kiddush in shul. When the war is over, should they start up the minhag again? Meaning what sounds from the Shulchan Aruch is, don't start this minhag, but if you have the minhag, you should keep it. Or you can keep it. What if they had the minhag, but it stopped al karcham? They had no choice. They had to stop it. Do you continue to stop it? Or do you then start it up again? That's source number 9, the Chalkas Yaakov, Simon Pechas. A third tshuva, Ravadia just discusses in Yechav Das Chelfei Simon Lamadalid, there were some people in the shul that wanted to stop the minhag stam. Do you listen to those people to stop the minhag stam? The people who stam wanted to stop the minhag. So those are some of the tshuvas. Those are some of the tshuvas that relate to today, to what we discussed today. What? One more. The Siach Yitzchak, source number 13, discusses, what if there's no minyan in shul? How do we understand this takana of Kiddush Beis HaKnesses? Is it a takana that b'makom tzibur, it's like a kiddush of a, like, to be mekadesh shem shemayim in a public way? Maybe there's this other explanation for it, that we're mekadesh Shabbos in a tzibur, which we can't do at home. Maybe that's why we do it. But when there's no tzibur, then we're not going to continue the minhag. The minhag was never to do it without a tzibur. But they say, no, the minhag was doing it in shul, because you never know who's in shul. So even if there isn't a minyan in shul, I was in Providence, Rhode Island for a Shabbos this summer, and they almost didn't get a minyan at all on Friday night. Right? So there's no minyan in shul. So we just still keep this minhag. So maybe we'll start tomorrow with some of those tshuvas, and then we'll go back and discuss the other things, the other issues of Ti'ima from the Yayin and Rav Netrunaga, with the various tshuvas that we...
We should do
it
all of them?
Yeah.
Can we travel around the whole...